Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the administration decided that it was important to tell you to cancel Christmas. Many of you didn't listen, and now there is going to be hell to pay for you for not listening to them. Flights are being canceled. Many of you that traveled that shouldn't have traveled, this is their viewpoint, are now going to be stuck waiting for days in airports, which they now are going to blame on even a bigger outbreak of the Omicron variant. And they're going to say that the American people should have listened. We are now expecting there to be new lockdowns. There are going to be new mask mandates. There are going to be school closures come the new year because you are irresponsible and you didn't listen. You should have canceled your holiday plans and you should have not allowed anyone into your home or anyone into your sphere of living if they were not vaccinated, not once, not twice, but also boosted. You were supposed to wear a mask inside of your home with your family as they gathered over Christmas. And if you didn't do it, just so you know, they're going to use this as a reason for more lockdowns, more mandates, and, of course, blame you for everything that's about to happen that's about to get a lot worse. Now, I give you that perspective for just a moment because I think it's important for you to understand that not all of this is actually based in fact and or science. I'll give you an example. Public health experts have come out now slamming school closures and the intended school closures and delays of coming back to the classroom after Christmas break. Quote, we know how to keep schools open and safe. That is what public health experts are now saying as many school districts around the country over the Christmas holiday started to say that they may delay opening or go back to virtual learning. Fast forward to Sunday, the dean of the Brown University School of Public Health appeared on Fox News Sunday to discuss issues relating to COVID-19. During the segment, Emmanuel noted that hundreds of schools are closing again and more have been announced over the Christmas break as cases of coronavirus are on the rise. The anchor asked the university, Brown University School of Public Health doctor, and the director, if the United States is, quote, headed for a full-scale remote learning, and which side of the debate is correct? Brown University professor replied, doctor replied, saying that the situation is, quote, really unfortunate, saying, quote, here we are almost 2 years into this pandemic. We know how to keep schools open. We know how to keep them safe. This really shouldn't even be on the table, and I'm disappointed to see this happening. Yet, public school teachers who care more about themselves than the kids many times, the woke people out there, This is where they've decided to go with this. This is what they've decided to do. Remote learning apparently is what they love because it's easier. And then they can't fail your kids when they're failing. So they socially promote your children. Welcome to the tyrants in charge. Take a listen to this part of the conversation from Fox News Sunday.
CDC is promoting its strategy, Test to Stay. Still more than 800 schools across the U.S. unexpectedly closed this week, according to Burbio, with more than 500 schools closed in the first week of January. Dr. Jha, are we headed for full-scale remote learning? And as a public health matter, who is right in this debate? Close versus stay open.
Did you notice that number, 800 closures? This isn't private schools. This is public schools. Okay, make no mistake about this. This is public schools. They realized that they could get a few more days before the holidays and they could shut them down early. So this is, again, not that you're paying for this. These people are going to go home. They're going to do, quote, remote learning. Your kids are going to fall even further behind than they were last year. And many kids are going to be socially promoted. Because that's what we do now. We socially promote people. We don't actually educate them. This is the biggest Ponzi scheme in my life. This is bigger than Enron. This is bigger than Bernie Madoff. When you start giving kids fake grades to pass them because you had to do it because you couldn't admit just how bad the education is when you're learning from home, remote learning is pretty much worthless, then this is a Ponzi scheme because you didn't fail these kids and you weren't honest with the parents and you didn't tell them, hey, the last year educationally sucked. Your kids are not prepared for the next grade. We socially promoted kids nationwide. Why did we do it? We did it because we could. We did it because we could get away with it. We did it because the public schools said, we're going to get away with this. And there's nothing that you can do to stop us. We're going to pull this off. Back to Dr. Jha saying this.
The unfortunate, Mike, you know, here we are almost 2 years into the pandemic. We know how to keep schools open. We know how to keep them safe. This really shouldn't even be on the table. And I'm disappointed to see this is happening. We know that for kids, being in school is the right thing for them, for their mental health, for their education. And we have all sorts of tools to keep schools open. So I don't really understand why school districts are doing this. And I think we can keep schools open and we should absolutely keep schools open.
What about the other health concerns of shutting down schools in terms of school-aged children, such as mental, emotional, physical, and social health?
Absolutely. This is why I, and I think many of us, have said schools should be absolutely the last place to close and the first place to open. There could be times when you have such severe staffing shortages that it may be hard to keep schools going. That really should be the only context, I think, at this point. Otherwise, schools should absolutely be open for the reasons you outlined.
In the United States of America, as of the time of me saying this, zero children in this country have died from Omicron. But we're going to shut down the schools. 800 of them shut down. Now, while they're taking away your children's education and your grandkids' education, because when they go, I don't care how good your teacher is. I don't care how much they care. It is impossible to teach at the quality of education that your child or your grandchild desperately needs over the internet. It doesn't matter how good the teacher is. It's not as good as in-class learning. We've seen this in the testing. We've seen this in the social promotion. We've seen this of the lying to parents about their kids and how bad the year actually was. That there are hundreds of thousands of children that should have been held back last year that were not held back because they couldn't deal with it, so they just socially promoted them. That is a Ponzi scheme. You're committing fraud with a child's education. That, to me, is worse than stealing someone's money. Now, while all this is happening, and while all these rules and all these regulations are being put on you, and all your rights and liberties and freedoms are being taken away from you, let me remind you what is happening right now under the Biden administration with another group of people. Former CBP commissioner Mark Morgan came out and decided to blow the whistle. Now, while all this is happening, a whistleblower has come forward. A former CBP commissioner, Mark Morgan, has decided to whistleblow about the two sets of rules in this country when it comes to COVID. The whistleblower has now said that Joe Biden has let 600,000 illegal immigrants enter this country without testing or a vaccine mandate, which he is mandating on all of you that go to work, which will now be going to the Supreme Court. Mark Morgan is the former acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. He came out and decided it was time to whistleblow on the Biden administration, exempting migrants crossing the southern border from coronavirus testing and vaccine mandates while imposing such decrees on all American citizens. Quote, President Joe Biden has repeatedly framed acceptance of COVID-19 vaccination as a patriotic action, most recently linking vaccines with patriotism and getting vaccinated as a patriotic duty. That is when Morgan had had enough. Morgan said that it's unpatriotic for you not to get a vaccine. Meanwhile, it's the president's policies that have incentivized 2 million apprehensions during his first 11 and a half months of office.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast
would
have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Another number that's very important, 600,000 got away. That's 600,000 illegal aliens that broken into our country and invaded. And why? Because 60 to 70% of our Border Patrol resources are pulled off the front line, pulled off the national security mission to protect 2 million migrants. Morgan said none of the migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border since Biden's inauguration have been screened as to their vaccination status or tested for COVID-19. 3 million migrants in 12 months. That's the number that have tried to illegally enter our country, he stated. And guess what? Guess how many are being tested? And guess how many are being mandated to be vaccinated? Zero. So the 3 million that have attempted, the 600,000 that have been successful, the other 600,000-700,000 that this administration has allowed in, have allowed in to illegally enter, they're not testing them. Nor is there any vaccine mandate for those individuals. And they're being flown to every town, city, and state in the country. On what planet does that make sense? Mark Morgan went on to say in this conversation, the president gets out and talks about the variant and how it's our patriotic duty to get vaccinated while he knows that he's allowing tens of thousands every single week into this country unvaccinated, and we know that a minimum of 25% of illegal aliens crossing our border have active COVID. Hold on a second. Let me read you that last sentence. We know that a minimum of 25% of the illegal aliens crossing our border have active COVID. Now, he said they're flying these people in and around the country into cities. That is true. It is happening. And this president of the United States of America talked about it being our patriotic duty to get vaccinated. Now, I've been asking this question for quite some time about China. When the hell are we going to get angry? When the hell are we going to start demanding answers? And when is the world going to start holding them accountable for what they have done to this world by allowing this to get out of that lab in Wuhan? Kamala Harris, the vice president of the United States of America, was actually asked about that this weekend. And this is what Kamala Harris had to say when she was asked about, hey, people are tired. Their lives have been changed. 800 plus thousand Americans have died from COVID. When are you guys going to actually start saying, hey, we demand answers from China? Her response?
It is no one's fault that this virus hit our shores or hit the world. I would not blame it on anyone in that way.
Wow. Way to go for the Chinese Communist Party. It's almost like they own her or something.
It is no one's fault that this virus hit our shores or hit the world. I would not blame it on anyone in that way.
I wouldn't blame it on anyone that way. Really? That's how you're going to play this now? ABC's Jonathan Carl, understanding the politics of this, calling it the COVID Christmas. He even put it this way on TV. This is a liberal saying this, not a conservative.
Dear, COVID couldn't stop Christmas, but here we are again. Yet another holiday season overshadowed by the pandemic that just won't go away. This time, with the fear, things may actually be getting worse. Omicron is sweeping the country, becoming the dominant COVID strain in just a matter of days, smashing hopes for a return to normal anytime soon. President Biden came into office vowing to get the pandemic under control. Now he is outlining yet another strategy, this time to combat Omicron.
I love it, right? He promised he was going to get it under control. Wait, you mean Joe Biden and the Democrats lied to you? Yes. You mean that Joe Biden and the Democrats flat out lied to you, and now they're telling you, oh, we're going to ramp up testing, right? That's their new thing. We're going to send you in the mail a COVID test. What's that going to do? And then let's go back to your rights. I'm telling you, it's coming. You better be ready for it. If you got anybody that you want to go see, you better hurry up and get on a plane and go see them fast, because the mandate for domestic travel is going to happen. Now, if you're an illegal immigrant crossing the border illegally and they're flying you in the middle of the night to different cities and states around the country, no COVID-19 vaccine needed. But if you're an American citizen and you want to get on a plane and you want to fly from point A to point B in this country, they are going to have a vax mandate. It's going to come very soon. They're already conditioning the American people for it. Listen to this.
Let me ask you about something else from the president's interview with David. David asked about the lack of a vaccine requirement for air travel. There is no vaccine requirement for domestic air travel in the United States. And when the president was asked, should there be one, he said that his team has said it's not necessary at this point. Do you agree with that there shouldn't be a vaccine requirement for domestic air travel?
Well, it depends on what you want to use it for. I mean, vaccine requirements for people coming in from other countries is to prevent newly infected people from getting into the country.
Okay, if that's true, and this is Dr. Fauci, the dictator and tyrant of America right now, he has more power than Joe Biden does. If what he is just saying is true about the reason why we have vaccine mandates too coming in from out of the country, then let's go back to the former Customs and Border Patrol acting commissioner, Mark Morgan, and what he said. He said President Joe Biden has repeatedly framed acceptance of COVID-19 vaccination as a patriotic action, and most recently linking the vaccines to patriotism and getting vaccinated as a patriotic duty. Then he says 600,000 illegal aliens have broken into our country and invaded, and none of them have been tested, and we flew them around the country to different states and cities. So if the reason why we have a vaccine mandate to come in for international travel, right? Which is what they just said, for international travel, because we don't want foreigners coming into this country with new variants that we don't know about, which is exactly what just happened with Omicron. Then why the, I almost said the word. I apologize. Need to get back in my Christmas spirit. Why the heck are we not testing the illegal immigrants coming across the border? Dr. Fauci, of course, says, well, it's, you got to understand, when people are flying into this country, it's a different set of rules, right? Because we're trying to get rid of certain other variants. But when illegal immigrants come across the border, that's totally fine. We look the other way. Now, the question is why? Why are they not testing the illegal immigrants? It's a simple answer. Resources, time, money, and then you would have a humanitarian disaster. Where do you keep them for 10 days? Where do you hold them for 10 days? What happens if you get bigger outbreaks within the outbreaks and then breakthroughs within the breakthroughs? And then can you mandate a vaccine on someone who isn't your citizen? You understand? You see what I mean now? That's the only reason why they're not dealing with this, because they realize and they understand they don't have what it takes. So you just let them keep coming in because you want them to be flooding this country, because you know that one day they're hopefully going to vote for you. That's what Democrats believe. Do they care that 600,000 people are coming to this country and 20% plus may be infected with COVID and who knows what variants they're bringing in? No, they don't care. Why do they not care? Because they don't care about you. This is all about power and control. This is no longer about public health. In fact, I would argue it's actually really never been about public health for these Democrats. They understood and they saw an opportunity. And the opportunity that they saw was an opportunity to grab ultimate power. These public health officials that are hardcore leftist liberals, they saw an opportunity to make themselves not only one famous, but they also found an opportunity, a major, major, major opportunity to double down and to make themselves more powerful than anyone else. They saw an opportunity to be elected by no one but have power over everyone. And that is exactly what they did. They had the ultimate power to decide what they believe is best for you and dictate it to your life. And not, this was not about your public safety, because if it was, they would have shut down the border. And Dr. Fauci is another perfect example of this. Dr. Fauci is mandating vaccines for people coming in international travel, now saying he probably wants it for domestic travel, but completely looks the other way at the southern border, which is the real question that should have been asked on ABC this week. The question that should have been asked of Dr. Fauci is, hey, man, look, there's a lot of Americans that are really upset right now because we have a wide open southern border, and even the people we're catching, we're not testing, we're not mandating vaccines. How do you, Dr. Fauci, as a, quote, public health official, allow this to happen while doing extreme mandates and lockdowns on Americans? Another question, Dr. Fauci. A lot of Americans are very angry the way they're being treated when they fly, and the idea that we're going to have vaccine mandates to fly domestically. You're already doing it internationally. And if we're willing to do that, then why are 600,000 people coming across the border and not being tested? If you say that the reason why we have an international vaccine mandate for international flights coming into this country is for that reason, right? Why isn't that question being asked? Because the media is nothing but propagandists for Dr. Fauci and for the Biden administration. And that's exactly the reason why this question was asked this way.
Let me ask you about something else from the president's interview with David. David asked about the vaccine, the lack of a vaccine requirement for air travel. There is no vaccine requirement for domestic air travel in the United States. And when the president was asked, should there be one, he said that his team has said it's not necessary at this point. Do you agree with that, that there shouldn't be a vaccine requirement for domestic air travel?
Well, it depends on what you want to use it for. I mean, vaccine requirements for people coming in from other countries is to prevent newly infected people from getting into the country. A vaccine requirement for a person getting on the plane is just another level of getting people to have a mechanism that would spur them to get vaccinated. Namely, you can't get on a plane unless you're vaccinated, which is just another one of the ways of getting requirements, whatever that might be.
So there it is. In other words, there's no science behind this. And we know that planes are actually one of the safest places to be when it comes to transmissibility, because there's such incredible filtration systems that they put in on the airlines. The airlines realized that people being stuck in a small tube with a bunch of people they don't know was going to destroy their business, so they didn't figure out a way to make flying safe. And they did it, and they did it really fast. They invested in the filtration systems that they needed to invest in. And when they did that, it made flying one of the actually the safest places. It made flying one of the best places to be. Low transmissibility on planes because of the way that they did it. And now they're saying, and Dr. Fauci right there, at least he's being intellectually honest enough on this one. At least he's not just flat out lying to us. I'll give him that, okay? I really will. I'll give him this. At least they're being intellectually honest in this way about it now. And the way that they're being honest about it, I'll give them a little bit of credit. I'll give them a little bit of credit. Job well done. And when I say a little bit of credit, I want to be clear about this. I mean a little bit of credit, not a lot. They're saying this is just another mechanism. This is just another way. This is just another opportunity for us to mandate people getting vaccinated. People coming across the border, no vaccines. Testing coming across the border, no. People coming across the border illegally, should there be any accountability for them? No. No with a side of no on a side of no. Are we holding American citizens hostage in their own country? Yes. Are we holding them accountable for their actions at an absurd anti-freedom way? Yes, we are. Do illegal immigrants have more freedoms and more rights when they come into this country? They certainly do. They do. Welcome to America under the Democratic tyrants of the Biden administration in 2021, moving into 2022.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days,
ooh,
it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You listen to Fauci, you listen to what he just said, you look at what's happening with our schools. It is going to be a total attack and lockdown. Kamala Harris did this big interview with Face the Nation, talking about why it's your duty to get vaccinated, trying to sell it to you like never before.
Medical experts are projecting that we could see as many as 1 million infections per day because of this new Omicron variant. Mm-hmm. Is our healthcare system prepared for what's coming?
We are prepared for it, and there's no question. There is a lot about this moment that is...
And by the way, I want you to remember that. We are prepared for this. Well, we weren't prepared for a surge of a new variant, and we weren't prepared for the testing, and there's no take-home tests, at-home tests right now available pretty much anywhere in the country. So if we're not even prepared for the basic testing, why would I believe her that she that when she says that our healthcare system is ready and prepared to handle 1 million new positives a day? I don't believe that. And the main reason why is, why would I believe that? I mean, why on earth would I believe this? I don't believe this for a moment. Oh, yes. Based on what? You guys haven't done anything else well. Right? You guys have not done anything else well. And now you want me to just randomly believe that we're totally ready for this?
It's frustrating. But let's not forget our individual power to actually do something about it. Everyone has to get vaccinated. The vaccines are free. They are safe and they'll save your life.
So we're already seeing hospitals overwhelmed with Delta. Mm-hmm. Inflation is real. It's going to be with us as long as the pandemic dominates. As you know, the exhaustion is just with us all the time. When can you tell the American people this will end?
We have the power today to have an impact on tomorrow. And we can't shortchange the significance of that. We have the power today to go out, and if you've not been boosted, go get boosted. The power today to go and get vaccinated. And that will have an impact on where we end up tomorrow.
Is it the fault of the unvaccinated?
I don't think this is a moment to talk about fault.
I love, by the way, where the media is going with this. Is this the fault of the unvaccinated? You got a worldwide pandemic. You've got a new variant that is highly contagious, thank goodness, much less deadly than Delta. And immediately the media is like, is this the fault of the unvaccinated? I've been warning you for months, and I've been saying this over and over again in my podcast, and I hope every one of you listens to our podcast. We do it every day. But I've been warning you about this moment. They are going to divide us into two different groups of people in this country. And they're moving towards it right now. They're going to divide us into two different groups. One group will have rights, one group will have freedoms, and the other will not. That is where we are headed. And it's very clear from the conversation that you're listening to right now with them, the media is already, they're all ready to go there. They're 100% on board. Let's go there. And the reason why they're on board right now is because they realize that this is a moment that's changing, and now you can start saying it. They hate you, they despise you if you don't listen. They hate you and they despise you, and they want to destroy your life if you will not concede and bow down to their shots and to their boosters, to everything they tell you that you must do, to everything they tell you that you must have. This is their master plan, and it's working, folks. They are going to shut your life down. One other thing I want to bring up after hearing what Kamala Harris just had to say, and that's this. We're all acting like this is, quote, all the fault of the unvaccinated. You just heard the media ask that question. Is this the unvaccinated's fault, right? I want you to hear from a doctor, Dr. Hotez. Dr. Hotez said the Delta Omicron actually came from unvaccinated Southern Hemisphere. So we're blaming the unvaccinated, right? We're going to divide the world now into two groups of people. That's what we're going to see now. But he also said something else. He said Biden and the G7, right now, they have no plan. In fact, he said, right now, the African continent is entirely unvaccinated. Not much better in Southeast Asia and Latin America. His point is, we are an international country. People fly in and out of here every day internationally. The idea that we're going to stop this pandemic, or that Biden can stop it by not stopping, one, illegal border crossings, two, international travel, and three, the fact that we have parts of the world that no one is vaccinated because we haven't gotten them the vaccines yet, and there's too many people making too much money off these vaccines, is the point I think they're hinting at, and these poorer countries can't afford it, is one of the biggest parts of the problem. It's one of the biggest issues. Take a listen.
Once you do get, with those two doses of vaccine, as I say, you're getting a lot of symptomatic illness and even breakthrough hospitalizations. If you get that third dose, you get a big boost in virus neutralizing antibodies. And that at that point, it's about 70 to 75% protection against the Omicron variant in terms of symptomatic illness, even higher against severe illness. But the problem is this, it starts to decline. So the durability of protection after that booster is not as great as we would like. So it is going down in terms of breakthrough symptomatic illness. And again, that's what's happening to our healthcare providers and why they're being knocked out of the workforce. So how to manage this is going to be really precarious. And again, we just have too many unvaccinated individuals. You know, you could say, well, great, 61% of the population is vaccinated. I look at it the other way around, 39% of the population is not. That's way too many unvaccinated individuals. We are going to have a really difficult time with them over the next few weeks in terms of taking care of them.
Oh, you notice there it is. There's the question on the rationing of care. You heard it right there. Well, we're going to have a really hard time taking care of them. Those are the people we're going to have a problem with. There are now doctors talking about this, saying, look, we need to start talking about triage here. We just need to be honest and just start talking about what this really is. It's time for us to be really, really, really honest. If you come in the hospital and you're vaccinated, another person needs help and they're unvaccinated, which one gets the care? They're calling it medical ethics, right? That's what they call this, medical ethics. And there are now doctors on MSNBC who are actually saying on MSNBC what I just mentioned, that it's probably time for us to just be really honest that, you know, do we need to start rationing care to those that are unvaccinated? This is the divide into two different groups of people. If you submit to what we tell you to do, then we will give you treatment. We'll give you freedom. We'll give you health care that you want. But if you don't, then we're done with you. Right? If you don't, then it's on you. If you don't, there's going to be hell to pay. So let's just recap. Christmas was supposed to be canceled. Biden said it's your patriotic duty to get vaccinated. And if you don't get vaccinated and you get sick, then it's probably time for you to shut it down. That's what they're now saying. And this is their Christmas message to you. Wide open borders, people coming across the border illegally, not a problem. People coming across those borders illegally, not an issue, not a problem. But for you as an American citizen, yeah, we're going to have some travel restrictions on you. I hope every one of you will not only write us a review on our podcast real quick, a 5-star review to help us reach more people. And if you want to help get out the word that we're getting out right now, please, please hit the share button and share this podcast on social media. Write us a 5-star review. Tell your family and friends about this podcast. And if you haven't hit that auto download or subscribe button, please do that right now, because then you'll get the show every day for free. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.